This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Sandra Aeschlman, it's A-E-S-C-H-L-I, M like Mary, A, and like November. Date of birth, 9/2/1941. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Aeschlman with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of kidney stones. Her last visit was July 22nd of 2024. The patient is feeling well today. She's lost 15 pounds over the last 7 months. She's just simply not hungry, so she doesn't eat as much as she used to. But she does feel well and is able to get around better with less weight, carrying around less weight. Recently, she stopped her vitamin B complex, the vitamin D, also B12 complex, and just started a multivitamin once daily. She's also not using Xanax, and she stopped hydrochlorothiazide within the last couple of weeks also. She does feel well, and her blood pressures at home have not been high. They're running between 120 and 130 over 60 to 70 when she checks. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, and that is stable. Medications, I do want to highlight Losartan is 50 milligrams twice a day. She does take magnesium, 500 milligrams twice a day also, and her other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 153 pounds, pulse 83, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 62. Neck is supple, there is no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, and left lower extremity has 2-plus edema, right lower extremity 1-plus edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 31st, 2025. Creatinine is 2.12, estimated GFR is 23, calcium 8.8, sodium 136, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 27, albumin is 3.8, phosphorus 4.9, hemoglobin is 12.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, and she just stopped the hydrochlorothiazide this month. I assume that the creatinine might go down just a little bit after stopping the medication, and blood pressure is still quite well controlled, so we recommend she just stays off the hydrochlorothiazide at this point. And the goal for blood pressure is 130 over 80 or less, and she's met that goal currently. And we will continue to have her get monthly labs done, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.